Welcome to Inside the Brand, where you meet the brains behind some of the most recognizable brands in America. This is Dennis Troianos, your host. Today I'm joined by my co-host, Clive McLean. Inside the Brand is sponsored by Euro RSCG. Today our very special guest is Chris Gabaldon, Chief of Sales and Marketing for Ritz-Carlton Hotel Companies.
Chris, welcome to the show.
Dennis, Clive, it's a pleasure to be with you gentlemen today. Thank you for having us on.
You bet. Chris, we'd like to start out by having you briefly describe the Ritz-Carlton brand experience.
You know, the Ritz-Carlton brand experience, I think, is a very straightforward and simple thought. Ritz-Carlton tries to be sort of the creator of unique, memorable, and personal experiences. And it's all founded on the tradition of service, quality, and most importantly, the experiences and memories that are developed through one's interactions with the hotels.
Chris, quick question for you here. I saw that this month you launched a new brand platform. I think it's Let Us Stay With You. Tell us about this new multi-dimensional customer experience platform.
You know, it's a great question. We did. It's been some time since we've come out with a new platform, and I'm really glad that you used the word platform in the question and not campaign. We feel it's something that is very systemic to the company, and it's something that resonates with the ladies and gentlemen, and I'll explain that. The last couple of years have been very tough in the hotel business, particularly on the luxury end. There's a tremendous amount of noise in the marketplace. In fact, what unfortunately we find is that even on the luxury side, much of the promotional work has come down to free nights and discounts, and really the term value has turned into something that almost means a discount. And so we felt that it was time to reestablish and redefine what rare and special and true luxury really means. There needed to be a clear point of view, and there needed to be some leadership in the marketplace. And we felt Ritz-Carlton was just the brand to do that, particularly based on our service and culture and our history with the ladies and gentlemen. And so the platform itself of Let Us Stay With You really sort of disrupts the typical convention within the hotel space, one which typically says, guest, please come and stay with us. We've sort of turned that on its head and say, we'd like to stay with you. We're proud of what our ladies and gentlemen do. We're proud of the experiences and memories that they create. We think they're rare. We think they're special. We think they'll stay with you. So allow us to give us a chance to allow that to happen. And I think probably one of the underlying principles of the platform itself is in this idea of memories and experiences, but really about what unites the global affluent community. And as everyone knows today, with a very mobile and a very interconnected world, people are no longer sort of connected by their geography. They're really connected by the things that they like and that they enjoy and the ideas and the things that they love and share with one another. And those come through. We believe we can facilitate that through the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company.
Well, you just gave me a great lead into the next question, is with you talking about global and interconnected nature of the customer. What is World Concierge Service on Foursquare all about? And is this an indication that mobile marketing has an increasingly important place in the future of your brand?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I'll start with the second part of your question there, which is about mobile marketing. And mobile marketing, we believe, is certainly the new frontier. If you think about the evolution of the Internet and sort of the disruption that happened, a real game-changing technology over the last 20 years, mobile marketing, to us, is the next evolution. And if you think about the way the world will engage with information, it will engage through its connections with one another, the way it will gather data about whatever it is they're trying to learn or interact with, mobile is the future. If you think about it, probably in the next 3 or 4 years, more consumers will interact with the Internet through a mobile device than they will through a PC or a desktop device. And so that's game-changing, because what that means is your brand or whatever it is you're trying to communicate, your brand needs to be available to that consumer in a format and in a medium that they're looking for you in. So to answer your question, mobile marketing certainly is the game changer. Its relevance and importance is growing rapidly. And World Concierge on Foursquare is an interesting kind of experiment for us. It's really taken off. In fact, what we've done is we've tried to bring the power of the Ritz-Carlton concierges from around the world together in a place where the consumer can literally carry Ritz-Carlton and their concierges with them in their pocket or in their wallet or in their purse, wherever, however they carry their mobile device. And so what's great is that our concierges from around the world will post tips on geographic locations, maybe based on the hotels, but they put this information out there for public consumption. So if you want to check in with a Ritz-Carlton hotel, when you do that, you'll find something interesting. Maybe it's about an art museum, or maybe it's about a local restaurant, or maybe it's about a local park. It could be as simple as a jogging trail. But it's sort of inside information that taps into the wealth of the concierge services that we provide around the world. In fact, we've had over 300,000 check-ins to Ritz-Carlton hotels around the world since we launched the service. So it's been extremely popular.
This is Inside the Brand, where we interview the brains behind the brand. Today, we are with Chris Gabaldon, Chief of Sales and Marketing for the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company. Chris, it's my understanding that the Ritz-Carlton has 34,000 employees worldwide. How do you transform this virtual army of employees into world-class brand ambassadors for Ritz-Carlton?
You know, that's a that is a good question. It's one that we get regularly because I think people are sort of under the impression that everything is just so scripted at Ritz-Carlton, and I think it's really just the opposite. I'm holding in my hand right now, you can't see it, but I'm holding in my hand the gold standards, essentially, which is you know, sort of our guidebook to how we run the business. It's a card that's a six-fold card, and it includes things like our service values and our credo and our three steps of service and the employee promise. And this is something that every day, all 34, 35,000 ladies and gentlemen review one portion of the gold standards, and they review the same service value. There are 12 of them. They review the same service value every day around the world. And so we instill sort of this belief and passion and culture around the brand, and we simplify it. I mean, that's the key to this. Our product is very complex. It's very dynamic. It's 24/7, 365 days a year in numerous countries and time zones. And so we try to simplify the business, and the business can be simplified down to some very simple things. And in fact, my favorite line when I look at the credo is that the Ritz-Carlton is a place where the genuine care and comfort of our guest is our highest mission. And in fact, if I boiled the entire company down to that saying, that would be it, and everyone focus on that. So, you know, it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of training. It takes a lot of hiring. We spend a lot of time looking for employees that have a lot of passion. They naturally think about service. They naturally think about thoughtfulness. They naturally have a caring personality, and they're leaders and they're decisive. Because when we have issues, they need to be taken care of and resolved. So, it's a complex task that we try to make as simple as possible.
Clive?
Yeah, Chris. Moving on to social media quickly. How has social media transformed your marketing mix? And what kinds of things are you doing to communicate with both existing and prospective guests using the social platform?
Well, the social channel is certainly the most dynamic, right? If I think if anybody came on the show and told you that they fully understood it, I'm not sure I would believe them, to tell you the truth. It is a rapidly evolving environment and one that is at times difficult to get your arms around. But it is changing the way we look at our business. I would say it's one of the most challenging areas, though, because social is difficult to prove an ROI on. And the age of search has, I think, it transitioned us out of a very difficult to prove print media world to one that was very easily tracked through the digital experience. And now the social sort of content and connections and development of channels is really one that is a little more fungible. It's not, it's a bit squishy. It's hard to say exactly what's happening. We think that social media serves two very important roles for Ritz-Carlton. We think it serves the role of a brand builder at this time, not necessarily a transaction driver. But we think it's also a place for customers to connect with the brand. I think you see, you know, what the world of social media has shown us is that consumers do want to interact with each other, and they do want to be part of like-minded groups. They do want to have conversations with those that have the same likes and interests. whether they actually physically know them or not, or whether they've had a previous relationship with them. They want to share those sort of ideas. And so Ritz-Carlton is actively seeking to find ways to put ourselves in the right spaces to either help facilitate those conversations, join in on them, produce content or interesting ideas so that consumers can interact with us, or generally just be there when they're looking for us. And we've done it through a variety of ways, and I would not begin to say that we're anywhere near finished. I think in 6 months, what we see today will look very different. But we're on Facebook, and we really use Facebook to facilitate interesting conversations. We may put topics out there for discussion. We might share interesting ideas. We're on Twitter in a number of ways, and I think one of the best things we do is Sue Stevenson, who's our vice president of Community Footprints, which is sort of our social responsibility arm of the business. She's on there constantly. She's really looking out for and talking about interesting things and interesting ways to give back to our communities, and also highlighting and looking and interacting with other organizations that are doing the same. And it creates a group of like-minded people that are so very interested in making sure that they are giving back. As we talked about earlier, we're on Foursquare, and I think that is probably one of the most interesting parts, because not only is social media about connections, about like-minded individuals and the connectivity that they have, but this idea of geographic or location-based social media, I think, is really taking off. And then finally, we do carry a YouTube channel. In fact, we're building that out, because as people look to do research on luxury brands, obviously the buying pattern takes a lot longer, and they're very interested in sort of what the experience might be like. So as we try to build out content, YouTube is an ideal place for Ritz-Carlton to be. There's more searches conducted on YouTube every day other than Google than any other site in the world. So a very powerful channel for us.
Clive, I think we have time for one more question, so why don't you fire away?
What would you say is the number one marketing challenge facing the hospitality industry today, Chris? And how does the Ritz-Carlton manage these challenges?
Yeah, I think there's two, and I'm not sure I know which one is more challenging today, but I think the first one is this idea of commoditization. The advent of the Internet, the advent of social media, has really put tremendous pressure on price point, and it is incredibly important for all hotel brands to avoid a sea of sameness. The minute that luxury lodging or even upper upscale lodging converges to a single conversation about price point, I think we're all in a lot of trouble, because there are great differentiating factors amongst all the great brands that are out there. The second that I think is important to think about is the proliferation of channels and the growth of those channels in emerging markets. As chaotic as the new media world is just in the United States, it's exponentially more complicated when you add a variety of languages and cultures to it. And the growth for Ritz-Carlton is outside of North America at this point. In fact, of the 36 hotels we'll open over the next 3 years, almost all of them are outside of the United States. So you add multiple dimensions when you add culture, language, and new channels. And so reaching and targeting and communicating to very specific customers, the affluent set, which is emerging around the world, it's growing, it's not old wealth, makes it a very difficult challenge. But the way we address that, we experiment. We try some things that maybe we've been uncomfortable trying in the past, and we try to do that. And at the same time, we try to stay true to the brand. At the end of the day, you simplify the business. You stay true to what you believe in. You stay true to what the ladies and gentlemen of the Ritz-Carlton believe in, because we know they can execute against that. We also, we look for great partners. If you don't have great partners that can help you explore and navigate this world, you're in a lot of trouble. So I would say to anyone, spend a lot of time vetting your partners and make sure that they have the same objectives and ideals that you do. And I think that probably the most important one is to stay close to our customers. We talk to them often. We listen to them. We spend a lot of time on the road. Sometimes in research, but more often just in informal discussions, understanding what their needs and their desires are and how they want to talk to us. And so I think those four things, we try to live by them. I wish we could say we're perfect in them all the time, but we try really hard to make sure that we've got a great system set up.
So today we've learned that excellence in the hospitality industry equates to caring and passion and the ability to deliver a unique, customer experience. You've been listening to Inside the Brand. I want to thank our guest, Chris Gabaldon of the Ritz-Carlton Companies, for being our guest today. This is Dennis Troianos, and on behalf of my co-host, Clive McLean, see you next time on Inside the Brand.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Inside the Brand. Here's this week's Marketing Minute brought to you by Clive McLean, CEO of Euro RSCG Discovery.
Back in the 90s, online shopping disrupted the market. Now another sea change is coming, the promise of the mobile wallet. Welcome to the Marketing Minute. It's more than just a new way to pay. It's the new battleground to own the customer interface. Think about the impact of having all your credit and debit cards, loyalty cards, and special offers tailor-made to your individual tastes in one place. It's a marketer's dream, delivering intensely valuable, detailed customer information served up with each purchase in real time. At Euro RSCG Discovery, we can show you how retailers like Target, Gap, Sonic, and more have already begun to innovate in this space. And we'll show you how to use this data to identify customer preferences and influence sales before, during, and after payment. To claim your share of the mobile wallet, go to www.insightedblog.com. I'm Clive McLean, President of Euro RSCG Discovery, and that's your Marketing Minute.